thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Happy Monday. Yay!
Woo-woo!
Only a couple more Mondays left before suddenly it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas is right around the corner.
Came too fast.
It's not here yet. It's
okay. I know, but it's right. We're going to blink and then it's going to be New Year's and then it's going to be that January whatever date where you're like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. This part of the show is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant. Cheer up at Jack's. We love Jack's. Jack's Restaurant and Bar has locations in San Bruno, San Mateo, San Jose, Pleasant Hill, and Newark. They have a full bar, and they're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Sounds like a plan. Meet you at Jack's. So, over the weekend, every notification I got on my phone was about this whole, like, out of nowhere, Netflix is like, I want to buy HBO Max and I want to buy Warner Brothers Discovery. And I want to pay, and I saw all these different prices for it. Like, I think the first one I saw was $82 billion. But I'm looking at, most of these stories say $72 billion, which just seems like all the money. Like, when did the M's become B's? And just be a thing
in
where,
the 90s.
Yeah. It feels like maybe even a little bit later than that. It's, like, it's, well, just nobody cares if you're a millionaire anymore.
I don't say this in any kind of rude way, but it's tech. Tech in the late 90s became, it went from millions to billions. Mm-hmm. And we know this.
The billions it is. What if you read, like, there was a story about how many millionaires there were, like, in 1925.
I have it somewhere.
Seven.
How many billionaires there are now?
Well, we just did this story, too. I think that's where it came from. I think there's, like, 3,200 or 3,028 or some, you know, depending on who you ask, Forbes or whoever else. But there's just not that many of them, but that's all you ever hear about are these billions. But companies are worth... Like, didn't Apple hit $1 trillion?
Oh, yeah.
There are just a
Tesla.
Few. Tesla's worth $1 trillion?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, they say Elon's going to be the first trillionaire, right?
Based on what you brought up, which is this offer from Netflix to buy Warner Brothers for $72 million.
Billion.
Billion, sorry. I got this new headline, which just broke, and it is Paramount makes a $77.9 billion hostile bid for Warner after Netflix struck a deal. So what they plan to do is go straight, because the hostile takeover is kind of a curious move. It means they're going straight to the stockholders and offering them more money, So they'll be the ones that decide.
Meanwhile, this is not an approved deal. Like everyone's, you know, this is just, we've made an offer. We want to combine our, we want to fold all the Warner Brothers HBO stuff into Netflix, which does make perfect sense. Like there are so many subscription services now that most people are not getting all of them. You have to decide. And Netflix is one of the ones. In fact, they say here, Netflix and HBO Max are two of the top streaming subscription services. Amazon Prime Video and Disney Plus are numbers 2 and 3. So if they fold these people in, now we're narrowed. Like as all of these streaming services come out, more and more they're going to be just like amalgamated into these chunks. I buy the Netflix, HBO, Warner Brothers, or I buy the Paramount, Warner Brothers, HBO, you know, whichever one. Like, and I actually feel like that's not bad for the consumer because
we want less memberships to less things for sure.
Yes.
But I will say that as a member of the media and a person who does a broadcast radio show, we have more than we would if I weren't doing this.
Yes.
My kids would be bummed because I would just tell them, you're getting one. Pick it.
Pick
you want Apple?
One.
You want Disney? You want this? That? Which? Pick it.
I subscribe to probably 10 things easily.
Right.
And the minute I don't work here anymore and can't write those off,
poof,
they're going away.
Right.
And people do it piecemeal. Like I think even Bob said one time, I signed up for the 30-day trial and then... But some of them are really hard to get out from under. They're automatic. You have to give them a credit card, even though it's a free 30-day. And then suddenly they sneakily appear on your bill.
Well, you got to remember to cancel.
Yeah. So here's a quick breakdown of what's going on right now with Netflix, Warner Brothers, and Discovery, Warner Brothers. So the Paramount thing is completely new. As far as I know,
this is just this morning. Yeah. Paramount, run by David Ellison, is arguing that its all cash offer will be more for the shareholders than the Netflix deal. And so consider our offer. And they will.
Of course they will.
Shareholders want
the most money they can possibly get.
And they're really, in the end, the ones in charge.
So Netflix agreed to acquire Warner Brothers Studios and all their streaming assets, which include HBO, Max, Warner's film and TV studios, its major film and TV franchises, in a deal that's valued at, they say overall, maybe this is where the $82 billion and the $72 billion come in. They say the deal is valued at $82 billion, but it would be $72 billion in actual cash exchange is what they're saying. It includes channels like CNN, TNT, TBS, actually a lot of channels. It's a whole long list, but it excludes those ones. Those would be split off into a separate company, and that one they're saying here is going to be branded Discovery Global. The deal is supposed to happen sometime in the next 12 to 18 months. This needs to get federal level approval. This is a, you know, will this be a monopoly? And now I think that's a total monkey wrench. This just makes it even more complicated.
Well, the CEO of Netflix visited the Oval Office last week. But Trump said, the most recent thing Trump said is he thinks there's problems with regulatory on this deal. So it sounded like he's like not going to approve it. But
well, he
who
wants
knows?
To know what's in it for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, exactly. How much are they going to pay me?
Are there free commercials in it for me? Great.
Can I be number one on that network?
Run our spots.
Many in Hollywood, writers, directors, guilds, theater owners, they are afraid. The fear that the deal would concentrate too much power in one company, possibly hurt creative diversity, reduce theatrical releases, job losses.
It will, and it's the same thing we've seen in all the other media consolidations where everything ends up under one roof, and then they start going, we can't afford a lot of stuff, so we're going to start making cuts, and that's usually the people.
That's really the only thing that can go.
Well, but budgets. I mean, the people left standing are like, wait, we don't do...
I do 6 jobs now for half the money.
Right.
Okay.
Right. That's my point.
Politicians and regulators are talking antitrust. Merging the biggest streaming service with one of Hollywood's oldest studios could give Netflix near monopoly control over a massive chunk of film and TV. That was a story out of Time magazine. Other studios and media companies who are corporate rivals and some analysts worried that this could degrade competition.
Somebody's going to buy it, though. So unless it was a private equity firm coming in to buy it, it has to be somebody. And I actually think it's a little bit better for Netflix to buy than for Paramount, because Paramount and Warner Brothers are a lot more similar. Like, they're both big studios that make movies, old school, versus to Netflix, Warner Brothers buying a big movie studio is more of a compliment to, like, their streaming services and the content that they currently make.
They actually are saying, though, that this, for consumers, this will actually simplify how you get your content, and that this is, it's almost inevitable. Like, this is the way that it's going to go, that these things are, that we, it's unsupportable to have 450 different places to get streaming stuff from, especially when, and am I the only one that's noticed this? Like, if I ask my Apple TV for a movie, the first thing it shows me is where I can rent it. And I'm like, I don't want to rent it. And my Netflix thing is right here. And then I go and search it on Netflix and it's there for free.
Well, it's the same thing on Apple TV. It'll show you what you've been watching, but it never shows you Netflix.
It never shows you Netflix.
No, Netflix is just out of their, their world.
So remember that if you use Apple TV as sort of your interface, which I think a lot of us do, go just Google that and see where you can see it for free. Oh, and actually, just one more time, I want to mention this. On Thursday, Bob's Movie Club, we're doing Love Actually. There's this version of that that's available that is safe for your kids. The porno thread is out of it. There's these stand-in porno actors, and it's a hilarious thread, but there is nudity in that, and it's hysterical nudity. But that you can watch Love Actually as a Christmas movie and with your kids and with no fear if you get the abridged version. You don't want that. So Netflix has the full version of that if you're looking for it to participate in this week's Bob's Movie Club.
Here may be Trump's, are him and Jared Kushner, he's enemies or friends with everybody. There's no in between. Jared Kushner, they say, is a former Trump advisor.
He's married to his daughter.
Okay, so here's the story.
I believe they're okay.
Paramount also said it has equity commitments in terms of being able to afford this, from the sovereign wealth funds of Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, and Qatar.
Great.
Which we know to be oil money and more.
Jared Kushner is all about that.
As well as former Trump advisor Jared Kushner's private equity firm, Affinity Partners. They're part of the Paramount deal.
Right.
So if Trump is saying, oh, the Netflix may have trouble, he may be paving a way for his boy to get his way.
Maybe he picked up the phone after they left. He was, just so you know, this is happening. And I feel like if we get the Saudis involved, who knows what happens.
So Paramount is saying that it might ease the deal's path in Washington for Paramount.
Mm. That actually, sickeningly, sounds true.
So there's the, and then.
Yep. Oh, boy. Anyway, big win for consumers, potentially simpler streaming, more content. Movie theaters and theatrical films may very well just be screwed. Theater owners and many in the film industry are freaking out over this.
Here's another little tidbit. They say this is a big deal for Paramount, which only has a market value of $15 billion, to go up against Netflix, which has over $400 billion.
Right.
But that's where all the Saudi Arabia, Abu Dhabi, and Qatar money, and this Kushner's private equity firm, solidify the deal.
So who really owns it? Paramount is the vehicle through which it is dispersed, but yikes. I know. They're saying legacy media giants and studios may scramble to merge or restructure in order to survive, so more consolidation. If this happens, more consolidation will happen, which, for the consumer, isn't the worst thing, but for these giant corporations and for these industries, it's really, it could be a really tough time.
This may be a question that you can't answer, and I probably can't. Well, I'll just ask it anyway. What was the deal with Warner Brothers? Why are they've been around forever? They're huge. They've got all of this content. Why are they trying to get out of business?
I wonder if an offer like that is just too good to be true, or maybe they were just in talks. And
was there a for sale sign up?
I don't know. But, you know, to me, this came very much out of the blue. So I'm sure there are people who are working all the time in the acquisitions department of Netflix, because they constantly have to update and refresh all of their stuff. They're trying to buy the rights to stuff and create their own content. I'm sure there were plenty of, you know, we'd never be privy to conversations like that, right?
Warner Brothers has massive debt.
Oh,
and is struggling with,
they need out.
With HBO Max, actually.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Man. What, am I the only person paying for HBO Max? Come on. Love it.
I think it's just so much more expensive to make than they're making off of it, considering all the other things they're funding.
Right. It's look good content costs money. I actually think that it's been great. Like, all the original content that's coming from Amazon, from Netflix, from HBO.
Oh, TV has never been better.
Never.
There's never been this much incredible stuff to watch.
And you have to keep that level up in order for people to keep paying you every month.
Yep.
By the way, Sarah,
everyone got used to no ads.
Yes.
You got to jump into Pluribus.
Don't say another word. Please don't.
You started it?
I binged it on Saturday morning. I got up early.
You went all the way through to what? Episode 6?
I went all the way through.
I'm supposed to be watching that with
my
family.
Are you done?
Yeah, it's still ongoing, though. It's week to week.
Yeah.
Oh,
but I'm caught up.
You're caught up.
It is.
Do you like her?
I don't know.
There's nothing to like.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it.
The blonde chick who's in all the promos?
Yeah. Yeah, and she was on Better Call Saul. She was.
She's done other stuff.
Yeah, she's great.
But I don't really know her. So watching it, I really am getting to know this character, but this actress as well. And it's. I was curious what you'd say. So you're not sure yet. You like her?
No, she's miserable.
You don't like her.
Every time I watch an episode, I probably say 5 or 6 times, wow, I hate her.
And yet you love the show.
Yeah.
Do you? You don't love the show.
I'm in, you know? I want to see what's going to happen. They really set up something cool.
It's very interesting. You've seen a lot of like end of days type things, and this is a spin on that in a way I've never seen, in my opinion.
Everyone is talking about the show. It's all I can do. I know way more about it now than I did 1 week ago. And I've been trying to not know anything about it because my son is like, don't watch it until I get there.
Oh, okay.
It'll be worth the wait.
Yeah, then you'll be able to binge even more.
There is a character in there. I'm not going to spoil anything, but there's a guy who turns up like her that there's some... I love him.
We're talking about a show called
Pluribus. The way he's approaching this versus how she's approaching
it. He's loving his life.
It's
loves
so
it,
funny.
Is this a Netflix
great.
Show?
No.
No, it's Apple TV.
Apple TV, Pluribus.
I keep thinking, who would I be in this situation? And I would totally be him. Absolutely, I would be him. Like, no doubt in my mind, I would be like, okay, let's.
Please stop talking.
I'd be somewhere in between.
He's just the best.
It's so funny.
I would be living it up, baby.
But I'm like, is he like, are they judging him? Like, are they really enjoying their time with him? You know what I mean? I wouldn't be able to enjoy my life the way he is unless I knew for sure that they were also kind of having fun.
All right, we're ruining it for Sarah.
Damn it. It's all right. I just won't tell anybody else. I won't tell anybody at my house. Pluribus. So many things get ruined for me.
It's not being ruined.
Okay. No, trust me, that's nothing.
It's nothing.
Okay. I want to squeeze this in really fast. Vinny sent me this story this morning, and I love HGTV, and I love Flip It, Flip and Flop, and you know all these fixer-upper shows.
The first one that you and I got into together was Trading Places.
Yeah.
That's the one.
No, Trading Spaces.
Yes, that's the one. But
that was one of the first ones. Uh-huh. And that was, you know, that was like a TLC show that I think got brought over onto HGTV. And then HGTV got huge. So there's a dude who's been doing that here in the Bay Area for a long time, actually. And he is in jail. He's been arrested. They are saying he was running multiple scams throughout the Bay Area. His name is Charles Todd Hill, and I think he went by Todd on a show called Flip It to Win It. He's from Los Gatos. He appeared as one of the flippers, featured flippers on the show back in 2014. The show's concept was he would buy a dilapidated house, fix it up, and then sell it for a profit. Pretty straightforward. However, he spent millions on over-budget remodels, laundered profits, and pocketed millions in fraudulently attained money. He was also saying that he was making huge donations to Bay Area schools.
And he wasn't.
Apparently not. He took $250,000 from an investor to renovate a home. When the investor came by the house, they discovered it was a burnt down shell with no work done on it. And he was running a Ponzi scheme with the money, apparently. And he was taking people's investments in these properties and using them to live lavishly.
He would that bothers me the most about home flipping, and I understand it's a free market. You got the money. You get to buy the house. It's all good. I get it. That said, for every person that has the money in hand, like this guy who can buy the house and put some paint on it and then flip it 1 year from then for a million more or whatever, is that for every one of those homes that sold, there's a family sitting there going, we need
a house.
Just looked at it. It's already sold. And it's that guy, the flipper guy that buys it. And then it's ruined the housing market here. I mean, yes, it's brought the values up, but people can't afford to live here anymore.
This Hill, Todd Hill, spent big on a rented apartment in San Francisco, as well as hotels, vacations, and luxury cars. The DA's office said this all came down on him last September. He was convicted of grand theft against 11 people. He's been sentenced to 4 years in jail and ordered to pay about $10 million in restitution. So there you go.
We've got
a Bay Area fraudster.
A lot of people will buy a house and work on it while they live in it.
Sure.
Make it better, invest in their investment,
yep.
And then they sell and move on. That's one thing. This is not that. This is a guy who's out there working every angle.
Just getting money from
and
investors.
Burning
and
people, right. Meanwhile, it's also that person that was like, that was our home where we were going to raise kids and be part of the community. And they're not because he bought it instead.
Yep.
Hate it.
All right, what's coming up, Vin?
The annual year in search and more after these.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think...
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's morning show. Coming up at 9.05, your chance to win tickets for Fallout Boy.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Yeah, you can lose weight during the holidays.
Yeah, you can.
With Jumpstart MD. Start for just $25 when you mention radio. R-A-D-I-O, radio. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. All right, still a little overcast fog. I don't know what's going on here over San Francisco, but you should see mostly sunny skies today and highs in the low 60s. On Monday Night Football tonight, Philadelphia at LA Chargers, 5:15 game time. They're both highly ranked. It should be a good game. I did watch some of the one that Sarah mentioned, which was the snow game, the Cincinnati Bills game, the Bengals-Bills. And it was close, so it was a fun game, and also we got to see that snow falling.
It was just the most beautiful snow, too. It looks fake. It was so big.
We're there.
Clumps of snow.
We're there. That's the time of year we're at. We do need some snowstorms here locally, though.
We certainly could use some of that.
It kind of turned off, and we have a maybe a chance.
Well, you guys didn't treat me all that well.
At the beginning of next week. But right now, it's looking like sunny all the way through the week.
Yep, deal with it.
Google.
I'll be back at some point.
My daughters always say, search it up.
Oh.
Search it up.
Search it up. That's the...
Search it up.
They don't say Google it.
They don't say Google it. They say search it up.
And doesn't Bob have a word for it too? Like Googaloo or something?
Googie.
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 Use Googie.
Search it up. Google's annual year in search is out this year. And it's funny. I know that this is almost cliche at this point. The idea that some of us who aren't that old used to just go through life not knowing things the time.
You just had to. Oh, you could go to the library, something.
No, you just walked around not knowing.
Yeah.
You couldn't just search it up.
It was so much easier to win an argument. All you had to do is sound like the person who was the most determined to win the argument, and you'd win.
When did that come out? I don't know.
No one knows. And there's no place to find out.
What TV show movie is that one from? That's me constantly. That one. That one's from something else. IMDb, baby.
Yeah.
Google released its annual year in search stats in the United States in 2025, and it was dominated by tragedies in the news and political gridlock, also by Gen Z pop culture, slang, and some weird food. So here they are, the top 10 searches we Googled in order. Charlie Kirk, I admit. I didn't know that guy.
Oh, I'd never heard of him.
I know there are lots
of... John knew who he was. John was like, oh my God, did you hear about Charlie? I'm like, who?
Yeah, I didn't know him at all. I know a few people's names that came through when they were scheduled to talk at Berkeley and it caused an uproar.
Yep.
And one of the guys...
That was a few years back.
I can't think of the guy's name now, but I had it a minute ago. Oh, well. Anyway, Charlie Kirk... K-pop Demon Hunters. These are the top searches in order.
Overall. Okay.
Labubu. iPhone 17. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Zoran Mamdani. DeepSeek. Anybody?
No. What is it?
I don't know DeepSeek.
We're going to Google it right now and add to its popularity.
And also, an example of... If you don't know, just search it up.
Search it up. What is it?
An AI company.
Yeah.
Okay. DeepSeek is an AI company. Do they use NVIDIA? Is that based on?
The government shutdown, FIFA Club World Cup, and tariffs were your top Google searches for 2025. The top news stories we Googled included No King's Protest, the Los Angeles fires, the new Pope, the Epstein files. The top trends we were trying to follow are almost entirely AI related. AI action figure, AI Barbie. Holy airball. AI ghost-faced, AI Polaroid. Yikes. Okay, so those are trends.
Oh, boy.
Bacon avocado.
Ooh, delicious.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's bacon and avocado or a bacon avocado.
It says bacon avocado, but either way, what do you want that with? A sandwich, a turkey?
On my avocado toast, obviously.
Oh, okay.
In my bagel.
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know all this stuff.
It is actually, it's a variety of avocado.
They do have, some of them do have that kind of. Known for its
mild, buttery, creamy texture and thin green skin.
Mm. Like a bacony taste. But then sometimes, you know how when you eat an avocado and it's just gone past its prime and it's got that funky.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's like bad bacon.
I eat those all the time.
Well, it's because you paid for it. You got to eat it.
They're expensive. I'm not stealing them at the self-checkout.
It's a problem. You can't buy a big thing of avocados. You need to just buy three, get through those,
yep,
and then move on to a new batch.
I buy one at a time.
Yeah, you got to. Yep. I'm buying for a family, so I'll buy three. But I've definitely loaded them in and then come home and then they watch them just be a waste of money.
Yeah.
Because who can eat them all that fast? Nobody.
Well, on the final day, you just make a big batch of guac.
The top why do kids say searches are 6-7, Sigma, 41, or 4-1. I don't know. Skibbity.
Yeah. I feel like Skibbity's over.
Well, there's a show. Remember, there was a movie or something being made with Skibbity, so it's not over. It hasn't even really gotten going yet.
I don't know.
The viral dishes we're searching are hot honey cottage cheese sweet potato beef bowls.
Yes, please.
Hot honey cottage cheese sweet potato beef bowls is the top viral dish we're searching.
Sounds delicious.
Dumpling bake.
Oh.
Cabbage boil. Iceberg lettuce salad.
Mm.
Did you just iceberg lettuce salad?
I love iceberg lettuce.
I am in that same boat. I'll eat just a bowl of iceberg lettuce with a little dressing on it.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Well, what is that one that, but you don't like blue cheese, but a blue cheese.
A wedge.
A wedge.
The wedge salad. I can't.
That's just a piece.
You can get that with ranch sometimes. Yeah, but it's fun to eat it like that. It's just the wedge and then you just
bacon
cut
on
the,
that one.
Oh, yeah, that does sound good.
Oh, God. You got to put bacon on it.
On a wedge salad, yes.
Carrot salad, protein muffins, Turkish pasta. Anyway, these are the top search Google searches. Search it up.
Search it up.
The top travel itineraries we're asking Google about are Boston, Seattle, Tokyo, New York, Prague, London, San Diego, Acadia National Park. Okay, well.
Acadia National Park is incredible.
You've been?
I haven't, but everybody I know has gone from New England has gone there. It's really far north. I think it's in Newfoundland or whatever, right over the border into Canada. And it's where the tides are the highest and the lowest in the world, supposedly. So it's like, it's all this cave network and all these crazy, and then the high water line is 25 feet above your head. But you're walking, you know, so you can only go in there when it's really low
tide. Huge tide swings.
Yes.
And that's the selling point.
It's because of the cave network that's there when the tide is out.
It's also gorgeous.
It's like freaking gorgeous. There. It's so beautiful.
It's in Maine.
Oh, it's in northern Maine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Probably on the border with Quebec.
We probably cut it off over Acadia. Like, we got to keep this in America.
Oh. I'm not familiar, but it sounds like a really big deal.
Everybody in New England talks about it, and you see pictures in people's photo albums like, yeah, it looks.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Want consistent color for every job? Milo's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
Great. What's I've never been.
That dad is on the list in Boston. Like, I just don't think of them as... Like, you know, people go to Boston, but...
Boston's such a fun city.
Yeah.
It's so, so fun. Like, I highly recommend if you're thinking, oh, we should explore a city, Boston. Boston's great.
I'm not well-traveled internationally, but I've traveled all over the United States, and I've never been to Boston.
Really?
We're going together. I'm taking you there.
Especially because my partner of whatever many years has always been a Boston lady.
Your people live there. The North End, which used to be kind of a pit... before they did the big dig and put the tunnels underneath and got rid of all the you know, the basically skyscraper highways. The North End is so, it's all brick, it's all townhouses, and there are these main drags that go through it where it's like everything Italian you ever wanted.
My people.
Your people are like, you, it's
I
like
would love
North
it, I'm sure.
Beach on steroids.
I love cities. I love skylines.
It's such
I
a fun
love
city.
The energy. That's one of the things that when I wasn't living in San Francisco that I don't have to live in the city, but I have to be able to go to it. And yeah. So I would go up to Portland just to get energy, a city yeah. energy. And it's Portland, as great as it is not the Bay Area, and it's certainly not Boston or New York.
Right.
Or Philly, for that matter.
And you got to go to a Red Sox game if you go.
Like, oh, my God, you have to go.
Like, that's
we're
like,
going.
As a
I'm taking
baseball
you.
Stadium fan person, it is the best place I've ever watched a baseball game.
We must have a sister station in Boston. Let's do a studio swap.
That sounds really fun.
It sounds great.
Let's do it. Oh, my God. I smell a promotion.
We'll get right on that.
Yeah. Take some listeners.
Will you really?
He won't.
He's not.
Of course not.
No.
He's like these two. They'll forget about it before they even leave the building. And he's
already
not
over it. Not even, we haven't even switched breaks yet. He's already over it.
We weren't even one sentence later. I'll look into it.
What's the next shiny thing you can look at?
Back to something I started earlier that I didn't get to finish. This is the science news, nerd news, everyone. Here's a few things for you before we get to your text. By the way, our text number is 800-400-3697 if you want to comment on, I don't know, anything.
Ooh, and I'm going to look at our live feed on YouTube and see if there's any comments on there.
In space news, Russia can't send people to space for a while after their latest blast off destroyed their only launch pad.
Wow. Huh. No, like, rebuilding team ready to...
They're so busy trying to capture part of it's the Ukraine. Like, what are you doing, dude? Okay, whatever. Who's ever going to understand Russia? Not me.
Nobody can understand. Very difficult.
And I did grow up through the 80s when they were like the nemesis for the United States. So
I were the best back then.
I'm super tainted. I understand it.
Tainted love.
No, not love.
Mother Russia.
The nemesis, the enemy for all those years.
In Russia, we don't drive car. Car drive you.
I don't know what that means. All I know about Russia is Boris and Natasha.
Yakov Smirnoff is
from Bullwinkle.
In Rocky pet Bullwinkle. News.
Yeah.
A study found...
What?
You weren't that committed to the Boris Natasha thing, obviously. What? Okay, next. A study found cats learn to meow louder at men than women because guys aren't great listeners.
Makes sense.
I hate to say it, guys.
But I agree.
Women are also more likely to pick up on subtle body language cues that make meowing less necessary.
My cats are equally annoying to both of us. Oh.
Wow. Oh, wow. That was good.
Oh, they're just. And the one of them, he's like so shy. He's always like, yeah. Which is almost more annoying than than the really loud one.
800-400-3697. Maddie's on the show.
If you haven't already, give some love to the women's soccer team from Stanford. They're playing in the national championship this afternoon.
Oh,
Peggy,
go Stanford!
Go Stanford!
Kick that ball.
Back to we were talking about flipping houses. The 510 says the housing market is nuts. The last five houses that we've tried to bid on, there's been a flippers there that showed up for the open house that we can already barely to afford.
No, I know. It's there's two things that happened when I was buying... years ago, but one, it was either some flipper showed up or they would go, someone from China just paid all cash and this house is no longer on the market. And I'm like, but we showed up for the open house.
Right.
It was for sale. When we left the house this morning, it was for sale.
Mm.
Why? Like we just drove. Mm-hmm. Here we are to look.
It's so disheartening.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. As someone who's sitting there doing that to the general public, I 4 years isn't enough, in my opinion.
Was it you when we were talking about how the kids, like, I don't know, when I say kids, I mean like the 30-year-olds, they're like, no, I'm never going to buy a house. I'll rent.
Well, there's a couple things. So there's that, which I make sense. I mean, how are you ever going to save? Right. And you may not even want to be rooted down that hard, because certainly the price will leave you saying, we can't go anywhere. We're going to stay home.
We're house poor.
We're going to live in our house. That's what we're going to do. I have also seen a lot of young people say, I can't get married, have kids, or do any of that stuff until I've got a home.
Mm.
And that's 20 years from now, which to put it off like that is... It's kind of heartbreaking if it's something that you'd hoped for.
Right.
I don't know if everybody's growing up going, I want kids and a family, but...
Well, everybody's different.
That's what I mean. But right. I certainly knew people who were like, that's the goal.
Right.
Meet my wife and have kids. Well, now it's being put on the back burner in order to get the thing that will give them right. the
So some
protection.
People are just giving up on it.
Right.
Like, no, I guess I'll just be a renter.
707, hey, about avocados. Store avocados when ripe, submerged in water and Tupperware. They'll stay like that for a week.
Put them in water and then
put them in Tupperware and then put that in the fridge.
Oh. Jonathan refrigerates are, once they're ripe, he puts them, just sticks them in the fridge.
I don't like that. That's what Christina does. Because then you don't know how long, now it's out of your view and you don't know how long it's been. And then you go to cut it into it and it's like cold, but but wrong.
Yeah. Sometimes they look so nasty.
But you guys, you don't have kids or things keeping you from your food.
My fridge is like the least packed as even, you know, remember when you used to have to Jenga things into the fridge?
I have to. I'm just not used to. Yeah. That's how I'm living.
That's you live.
My kids
moved out and I don't have to do that anymore. We like, John will just be like, oh, I'm going to walk down and get some food.
Oh.
Come back and cook. He made beef stew yesterday.
Beef stew's good.
It was outrageously good. So good.
Do you put it over a bed of rice or how do you have beef stew?
We just do it, in a bowl. He makes a horseradish cream that we on top of it and some French bread.
Oh, so good. Does sound good.
And the meat, he did like a chuck roast. I don't know. It was so tender and so delicious. I just was like, this is it. This is the one. Write down every ingredient that
you
use.
The thing about beef stew, in my opinion, is it's not. It's all about the beef. And you can get stewing beef that is incredible, or you can get it where you go, oh.
Right. No, it was so tender and so good. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I can because, you know, I've had beef stew before, but it was,
there you
it
were
was
eating
just
it.
Delicious. Right. Oh. So good. Having it again tonight because he made plenty.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
The Fyre Festival guy just threw a new festival. It was not awesome.
What? Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guys, it's no use putting it off. The best time for an underwear refresh is now. Tommy John underwear is designed for a perfect fit that stays put all day. There's zero chafe thanks to four times more stretch than competing brands. And their innovative horizontal quick draw fly is a game changer. With over 30 million pairs sold, there are thousands of men out there more comfortable than you. Don't settle for less. Go to TommyJohn.com today for 25% off your first order with code COMFORT. That's TommyJohn.com, code COMFORT. Tommy John. Comfort perfected.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Want consistent color for every job? Milo's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day delivery.